Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. Three rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.
Today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures is sponsored by Sourcebooks and their new picture book biography, The Girl Who Heard the Music, How One Pianist and 85,000 Bottles and Cans Brought New Hope to an Island, by Mahani Teve. Pick up your copy of this amazing story at thereadingbug.com, bookshop.org, or your local independent bookstore. Sourcebooks, changing lives, book by book. Reader, welcome back for part two of our Greek adventure. Part one was released earlier, so be sure to go back and listen if you haven't already. Reading Bug Adventures is written, performed, and produced by all of us at The Reading Bug, our family-owned independent bookstore. Don't forget to shop with The Reading Bug, your local independent bookstore for books and much more. We're here to engage, educate, and entertain all of our readers, and we want to stick around for a long time. We thank you for your support. Be sure to shop for book subscriptions at readingbugbox.com. The perfect gift for your summer vacation months. Unlike other subscription boxes, Reading Bug boxes include a selection of books that are hand-picked by me or other expert staff members and personalized to the unique age, interests, and reading level of each reader. As the reader's skills and interests change, so do the books we pick. Or you can shop from millions of books and titles and gifts for kids and grown-ups at our bookstore website, thereadingbug.com. There you'll find recommendations from our staff, and you can create wish lists for friends and families to shop from. Whichever you choose, readingbugbox.com or thereadingbug.com, we thank you for your support. Thank you also to our sponsors and patrons, past, present, and future. You're part of what makes the Reading Bug Adventures podcast possible. To become a patron and support our work, please visit patreon.com/readingbugadventures. Okay, reader, I think it's time to get back to our new friend, a real Pegasus. Are you ready? On the count of three, let's all hop back into our adventure together. One, two, three... Let's fly!
It's a reading bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The reading bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Hi, reader. Welcome back. I'm so glad you were brave enough to come back and join us for part two of our Greek adventure. There's a lot for us to see and do on our adventure today, but only if we can make it to the top of Mount Olympus, where the Greek gods live.
Oh, stop worrying, Lauren. We'll make it. I'm sure we will. Well, I'm pretty sure, anyway.
Pretty sure? That doesn't sound very promising when you're soaring thousands of feet above the ground like we are right now. You know... I'm not sure why we agreed to let Pegasus fly us to the top of Mount Olympus on his back. Remember, reader, the last time Pegasus tried to fly a visitor up to meet Zeus and the other Greek gods, Zeus got mad.
I'm not proud of it, but it's pretty hard to fly when you've just been stung on the rear end by a horsefly.
Yeah! Zeus sent that horsefly to sting you, didn't he, Pegasus? And the sting made you rear up, knocking your passenger off your back. A fall from this height would be really bad.
We're almost there, Lauren, and look around. Not a horsefly in sight. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
Okay. It is pretty magical riding through the crisp air on the back of a winged horse to the palace of the gods. Maybe I should enjoy myself a little. Whoa! What was that?
I'm sure it was nothing.
That was definitely not nothing, Reading Bug. It sounded like thunder.
Thunder, but it's a beautiful sunny day, Lauren.
It was a beautiful sunny day, Bug. Look! There are some really dark clouds starting to form at the top of Mount Olympus. And was that a flash of lightning?
It sure was.
In the pictures I've seen of Zeus in my books, he's usually holding or throwing lightning bolts. That's his most famous power. Do you think he might be the one causing this storm?
Throwing lightning bolts? Reader? Reading Bug? Pegasus, what if he throws those bolts at us?
Well, it's probably not a coincidence that this lightning storm has started. Not much happens on Mount Olympus without Zeus having something to do with it. But don't worry, I can still get you there. Just hold on tight. I may need to dodge a few lightning bolts.
Dodge Zeus's lightning? That sounds terrifying!
After all these years carrying Zeus's thunderbolts for him, I'm pretty good at dodging them. We should be fine! That is, unless Zeus turns into a griffin. Now that would be a big problem.
What's a griffin?
That's a griffin, Lauren. Look, flying out of the clouds is an enormous creature. Half eagle, half lion, and all nasty. I read about griffins in the Time Warp Trio. It's all Greek to me, by John Sheska. They have the head, front legs, and wings of an eagle, and the body of a lion, just like that scary creature has.
Are you sure that's a griffin, Bug?
Yep, definitely a griffin. That's not good.
Not good? What do you mean, not good? It's heading right for us. Pegasus, what can we do?
Why are you asking me? I've never been attacked by a giant magical flying carnivore before. I think maybe I should head back down to the bottom of Mount Olympus. You guys can hop off here.
Hop off here? That didn't work out very well for Bellerophon.
There must be something else we can do.
I've got an idea. I read that the gods and goddesses on Mount Olympus loved to listen to the tunes that Apollo, the god of sun, light, music, and poetry, played on his lyre. So, how about a song? Lauren, Reader, you're great at songs. If we're right that Zeus has transformed himself into the griffin, maybe your song can run him over.
What have we got to lose? I'll give it a try. Song. Here it goes.
Beautiful griffin, so handsome and strong. You must be Zeus, the most powerful god among gods. It's like there's magic in the air because you can change forms. You throw thunderbolts of lightning that stir up a storm. We come to you in peace to Mount Olympus to learn about your reign here in Greece. We won't stay long. I've made up this song to prove we're worthy. Oh, Zeus, almighty, what do you say?
Great song, Lauren. But did it work?
Well, we haven't been eaten yet, so I think that's a good sign.
I think it's working. Look. The dark clouds are disappearing and the griffin is changing before our eyes. Pegasus, quickly, bring us closer.
The griffin is landing on the ground and turning into a giant, powerful man with white hair and a long white beard. He's dressed in a white tunic and has a beautiful olive leaf wreath on his large, handsome head. He doesn't look happy, but he's a lot nicer looking than that eagle lion thing.
The griffin.
Pegasus! How many times do I have to tell you that humans are not allowed on Mount Olympus?
King Zeus, please don't be mad at Pegasus. He was just trying to help us. My name is Lauren, and this is the Reading Bug and our reader friend. We are adventurers, and we came here today to meet the gods and goddesses that live on Mount Olympus. We didn't know that you had forbidden mortals from visiting, and we asked Pegasus to help us out.
Yeah, they asked me to. Please don't eat me.
Eat you? I wasn't going to eat you. I just wanted you to take these mortals back to where you found them. Lauren, was it? I must admit that I do love a good ditty, especially one that's all about me. You have a lovely voice. I'll tell you what. I make the rules of Mount Olympus, and today the rule is that adventurers who are traveling with a small red bug will be allowed to visit my palace on Mount Olympus, but only for a short time.
That's very generous of you.
You didn't let me finish. Only for a short time, and only if you are willing to accept a challenge from me.
A challenge? What are you asking us to do?
Oh, wow! Challenges from the gods happen all the time in Greek mythology, Lauren. A challenge is a task that a god, like Zeus, asks a mortal, like you, to undertake in order to secure or achieve something that the mortal wants.
I've read about some of those challenges, and they don't usually end well. At least for the mortals.
Lauren is right. Challenges don't always end well. For example, the goddess Athena challenged the mortal Arachne to engage in a competition to see who was the better weaver. Arachne's weaving was clearly better than Athena's, but instead of giving Arachne a prize, Athena turned Arachne into a spider.
Wait, what?
There's also the story of Echo, a lovely nymph with a beautiful voice like you, Lauren. One day, Zeus challenged Echo to tell stories to his wife, Hera, so that Hera wouldn't notice that he had left her. When Hera realized what Echo was doing, she punished Echo by taking away her voice, only allowing Echo to repeat what other people said to her.
Then, no! No, I don't think we should accept Zeus's challenge! I don't want to be turned into a spider or lose my voice!
Lauren, what choice do we have? We are between a rock and a hard place, just like Odysseus.
Odysseus?
The story of Odysseus is another Greek myth. On a journey called the Odyssey, King Odysseus had to pass between two sea monsters, a treacherous whirlpool named Charybdis, and a six-headed monster named Scylla. Neither choice was a good one, but he had to decide which monster he wanted to face.
Isn't facing no monster an option?
No. And just like Odysseus, we have to decide whether to say no to Zeus's challenge and face his fury, or to accept an unknown challenge that could be equally or even more dangerous. What do you think we should do?
I don't know. Reader, what do you think?
I think we should accept Zeus's challenge. We finished quests in our Camelot adventure and solved riddles in our Egyptian adventure. I think we can complete this challenge.
All right, Bug, if you're sure. King Zeus, we have decided to accept your challenge.
Glory to the Greek gods! I will take you to the mount for your challenge, so all the other gods can witness my victory.
But what is the challenge, your majesty?
Why, your challenge is simple. You must defeat me in an Olympic event of your choosing. Ha 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 ha!
Beat you? But King Zeus, aren't you the most powerful god on Olympus? Don't you rule over all gods and all mortals? How could we ever expect to beat you in an Olympic sport?
How indeed? Ha 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 ha!
And if we can't?
If you can't, you will suffer a fate worse than Prometheus. Ha 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 ha!
Worse than...
Zeus had Prometheus chained to a rock in the Caucasus Mountains where every day an eagle, or sometimes a vulture, would come to peck out his liver.
Every day?
Yes. Prometheus is immortal, too, so his liver would grow back every night and...
Oh, no, we're doomed. Reading Bug, quick, open your book bag. Let's get out of here.
And leave me here to face Zeus's wrath? No way, please. You have to stay, and we have to beat Zeus. There's got to be an Olympic sport that we can win. Think!
But Zeus is so powerful and so strong.
Yes, but so are we, just in different ways. Come on, I'm sure we can think of something.
Okay, what about ice skating? I took a few classes when I was a kid, and Zeus doesn't look especially graceful.
I love the Winter Olympics, but... they didn't start until 1924 in France, so I'm pretty sure those sports are out, Lauren.
What about skateboarding, then? Or maybe beach volleyball? Those sports are really fun to watch on TV, and I don't know if Zeus would be any good at them.
Great thinking, but those are modern sports that weren't a part of the early Olympic Games here in ancient Greece. I think we need to choose from a smaller set of classic events. I read that the early Olympics only include about 20 different events.
Do you know which ones?
Well, there was running and wrestling.
Zeus is really strong and really fast. I don't think we could win either of those.
There were chariot races and boxing.
Again, I don't think we'd stand a chance. And which of us wants to take a right hook from a guy who looks like that?
What about the pentathlon, then?
Pentathlon?
Yes. Penta means five, like a pentagon, which is a shape that has five sides. In ancient Greece, the pentathlon had five separate events. Wrestling, discus throw, javelin throw, long jump, and stadium.
But how are we going to win five events when we can't even find one that we can beat Zeus in?
We don't need to win all five, just three of them. And at least it gives us some extra time to make our escape if it looks like we're set to lose.
Interesting idea, Bug. And who knows? We may be able to beat him after all. Look at Zeus. He's so confident he's gonna win. He might just make a mistake.
I sure hope so. Okay, here goes nothing. King Zeus, we choose pentathlon.
Aha, the pentathlon, the ultimate test of athleticism. Ha ha ha, mortals against Zeus of all Greeks.
Mortals and demigod, thank you very much.
Pegasus, you shall yet pay for this affront, and once and for all, learn your lesson, that mortals have no place among the gods atop Mount Olympus. Hurry, your challenge awaits. Pegasus, take these adventurers with you and follow me.
But...
And don't even consider making an escape, lest you suffer an even more dire consequence.
Yes, Zeus.
Did you see that? Zeus just disappeared in a flash of lightning!
Lauren, Reader, Bug, hurry. Hop on my back, and we'll continue our adventure to the top of Mount Olympus.
Adventure?
I did want to beat the gods on Mount Olympus, but not like this.
We don't have a choice. You heard Zeus. If we don't follow him to the top to face our challenge, we're doomed.
I think we may be doomed either way. Between a rock and a hard place, just like Odysseus. Right, Bug?
That's right, Lauren. At least we'll get to see what the palaces of Mount Olympus look like. Everybody, on to Pegasus' back.
Okay. Reader, follow me.
Everyone holding on? Then away we go! There it is. Mitikas, the peak of Mount Olympus. Straight ahead.
Reader, Reading Bug, look! It's magnificent! The air is shimmering with a radiant glow, and the mountaintop is dotted with intricate, beautiful palaces, each unique and spectacular. There are tall white marble pillars lining the palace entranceways, spiraling towards the sky, and adorned with intricate carvings and gold leaf.
Look at that one! It's a pale blue color, and the curves and valleys remind me of waves in the ocean. And look! There are carvings of sea creatures on the walls!
That's Poseidon's palace, my dad, god of the sea.
And that one has an enormous rose garden. I can smell the roses from way up here. There are rolling hills and beautifully manicured gardens around it, and the sound of beautiful music coming from inside.
Aphrodite, goddess of love, lives there, of course.
Oh, that palace is tall and classic looking. It looks like it's made entirely of marble, strong but covered with delicate carvings. It's bigger than almost any other building I can see.
That regal palace belongs to Hera, queen of the gods and wife of Zeus.
Then that palace must be Zeus's, right?
Yes.
It's much taller than Hera's palace. And instead of white marble, Zeus's palace looks like it's made of gold. Beautiful, shimmering gold that reflects the brilliant sun back over the rest of the land. It has enormous, towering spires at its corners that stretch up into the clouds. I've never seen anything like it.
Look! Zeus is standing inside the stadium below us. There seem to be several others with him. Pegasus, I think he wants you to land.
Okay, but I hope you've come up with a plan for how to beat Zeus in the pentathlon events because we're about to get this challenge started. Hold on, everyone!
Welcome! I wasn't sure you were really going to show up. But I never underestimate the hubris and simplicity of mortals. I have brought several gods with me, all eager to see you defeated and humiliated. Judging today's sport will be my wife, Hera.
Zeus, is all this really necessary? These mortals are not a threat to us.
Quiet, wife. We must teach Pegasus a lesson once and for all. I have also brought my daughters, Athena and Artemis, and my son, Apollo, as witnesses to today's challenge.
Lauren, Apollo is the god of light, music, and poetry, and Artemis is his twin sister, goddess of the hunt and of the wilderness. Athena is the goddess of wisdom and of strategy. I don't know how, but maybe she can help us strategize and figure out a way to defeat Zeus.
Hermes and Dionysus are here too. What do you say? Let's begin our little challenge, shall we? You picked the sport, so I'll pick the first event, javelin throw.
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
Yes, there's no way we can win this one. One of Zeus's greatest powers is his ability to throw bolts of lightning great distances.
So?
Well, for the javelin throw, athletes throw a long spear as far as they can, down a field, and the one who throws it farthest is the winner. Throwing a javelin spear has got to be easier than throwing a bolt of lightning, so Zeus clearly has the upper hand in this event.
Well, what are you waiting for? I insist that your team goes first.
First? Pegasus, Bug, Reader, which one of us should throw?
I have hooves, not great for holding or throwing.
And that spear is easily 100 times bigger than I am.
So I guess that leaves us, reader. Why don't I give this a try? Pegasus, any tips on how to make a good throw?
Well, first pick up the spear.
It's heavier than it looks.
Now, run to the line up ahead of you to build up speed, and at the very last minute, before you cross the line, throw your spear as far as you can.
That's it?
That's it. Now, go!
Okay. Here I go! How was that?
It was a nice try, but...
Not very far.
Yeah, not very far.
Nice try, Lauren, but I'm afraid it won't be enough. My turn.
He threw it all the way out of the stadium.
Well, I guess that was all right. Enough to win anyway, right, wife?
Yes. There is no disputing the winner of this event. It is you, Zeus.
Just two more wins away from my inevitable victory. For our next pentathlon event, I suggest the discus throw.
What is it, Pegasus?
Discus is another throwing sport, and you saw what Zeus did to that javelin.
What do you throw in discus?
A discus. It's a circular disc made out of stone with a smooth, flat surface.
So, like a frisbee. I'm pretty good at frisbee.
It's kind of like a frisbee, but much, much heavier.
For this event, I'll go first. Where's my discus? Ah, here it is. Now, try and beat this.
Reader, reading bug, Pegasus, look! Zeus! Only threw the discus about 20 feet in front of him.
He's making fun of us, Lauren. He doesn't think we can beat him even when he's not trying.
Ha ha, what do you say? Care to give it a shot, or do you give up?
None of us will be able to throw that heavy stone even that far, Lauren.
I have an idea.
You do?
Yes. You're always late to meet us for our adventure, reading bug, because you're always...
Reading a good book?
Yes. So, today, I brought a few extra things with me that we could play with while Reader and I waited. And one of those things was a frisbee. A gray frisbee. And I can definitely throw a frisbee farther than Zeus threw that discus.
What's a frisbee?
This!
Do you think anyone will notice?
Not if we don't let them. Reader, Pegasus, once my frisbee lands, I need you to race out to it and replace it with the discus before anyone notices the swap. Think you can do that?
Of course.
I don't know, Zeus. You may have us beat. But I still need to give it a shot. Here goes nothing.
What sorcery is this?
By the gods! Look at that discus soar!
Reader, Pegasus, quickly! Replace the frisbee.
The winner, by an enormous margin... It's the adventurers. The score is now tied 1-1.
But...
Your hubris caused your defeat, dear husband. Quickly, on to the next sport. Stadion.
Stadion? What's that?
Stadion is a foot race. We need to outrun Zeus.
Well, I guess I'm sitting this one out, too. I don't think my wings could carry me that fast.
You're right, Bug. But someone's wings could.
Oh, what? Me?
Of course you! Look at those enormous, powerful wings! And your strong, muscular back legs. You were built to win this race.
Well, I guess my legs are pretty muscular. But I can't beat Zeus. Even if I could, I wouldn't want to. He'd be even more angry with me.
Or he might just learn that he can't boss you around anymore.
He might? Well... When you put it that way. Okay, I'll do it.
Runners, to the starting line, please. Are you ready?
Pegasus, you're to be my opponent in this race.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Yes, I am, and I'm gonna win.
Ha ha ha. Unlikely. Ready.
Ready.
Take your marks. Go!
Go, Pegasus, go!
Zeus had a faster start, but Pegasus seems to be catching up. He's flapping his wings to help him accelerate faster and faster. Go, Pegasus! You can do it!
Oh no! What's happening? Pegasus is slowing way down! It looks like he may be caught up in a gust of wind that's pushing him the other way! His wings can't help him when the wind is pushing against him like that!
And Zeus is laughing! I bet he has something to do with this. He's the king of all the gods and has enormous and unparalleled powers. He can control the elements, fire, water, earth, and air! Lauren, Reader, we have to do something!
But what?
Did you bring anything else with you in your backpack, Lauren?
Just this game of Jax.
Jax? That's it!
It is?
Yes! Reader, have you ever played Jax before? To play the game, you bounce a ball, and when it's in the air, you pick up as many of the Jax as you can. But the thing about Jax is they're metal.
And pointy.
And it could really hurt if you step on them.
Especially if you're...
Not wearing any shoes!
Brilliant, Reading Bug. Look, Zeus isn't wearing any shoes as he races around the stadium.
Quickly, take the Jax out of your backpack.
Reader, help me throw them in front of Zeus.
Ow! Hades take you, that hurts!
It's working, Zeus has stopped running.
And the wind around Pegasus has stopped. He's sprinting toward Zeus now.
And passing him.
Hey, wait, Pegasus!
And winning the stadium race! All right, Pegasus!
Hey, Pegasus! Woo!
I knew you could do it!
Once again, the winner is... The Adventurers!
But they did something! My feet!
Don't think I didn't see that little trick with the wind back there, dear. As far as I'm concerned, you got what you deserved. The score is now 2-1.
Lauren, Reader, Reading Bug, did you see that? We just need to win one more event!
The next event will be wrestling.
Wrestling? You mean like...
In wrestling, each competitor tries to throw the other to the floor and hold them there, or force the competitor to surrender. It's a grueling, physical, painful event.
And look at Zeus's rippling muscles. He'd squash any of us like a...
Bug?
Yeah.
Well, then we have no choice. We surrender!
Wait, what are you doing?
There's one more event. Competing against Zeus in wrestling would be pointless. We're bound to lose.
It would be Sisyphean.
Sissy what?
Sisyphean, from the Greek myth of Sisyphus and the Rock. Zeus condemned Sisyphus to an eternal task in the underworld, rolling a massive boulder up a hill, only to have it roll back down each time, requiring him to repeat the futile effort indefinitely. Wrestling Zeus would be Sisyphean, because there's no chance of ever succeeding. I think you're making the right choice to surrender, Lauren. Someone could get seriously hurt.
You surrender? Cowards! Afraid to test your skill and strength against Zeus?
Well, yes, actually.
The fifth and final event in the pentathlon will be the long jump. The score is now tied at 2 events apiece, and the winner of this final event will win the challenge.
What's the long jump? And more importantly, how are we going to win?
The long jump is just what it sounds like. Athletes compete to see who can jump the furthest. You just need to jump further than Zeus to win this event.
Further than Zeus? But look at him. He's enormous. He's so strong and so powerful. Which one of us could jump further than him?
I don't know, but we've got to try. Reader, how good are you at jumping?
For this event, Zeus will compete first.
Me? Oh, fine. Let's get this over with. Hey, I can't hear anyone cheering. Much better. Now, then.
He's manipulating the elements again! Look! An enormous gust of wind is carrying him further and further away. It's the longest jump I've ever seen! We'll never beat that.
I've seen longer jumps.
You have?
Of course I have. You have too. In fact, once I saw someone jump all the way to the moon.
You did? Who?
You! Us! In my book bag, remember? 1 hop, 2 hops, 3 hops.
That's right. Reading Bug, that's right! We just need to hop into the book bag and we can jump as far as we want!
Yes! Reader, this final event is up to you, and it's going to be the longest jump any of these gods have ever seen. Are you ready?
That was a mighty leap from the almighty Zeus, who will be competing from your team, adventurers.
Our reader friend will.
May the gods smile upon you, reader.
Look, reader, the reading bug is opening her book bag, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Ready, reader? On my count, one hop, two hops, three hops, and...
Where did they go? I can't see them.
Quickly, reader, out of the bag!
There they are. And look at that jump. It's just past Zeus's. The adventurers win!
Reader, you did it! You helped us win the pentathlon and beat Zeus's challenge.
And save my hide!
What amazing courage, athleticism, and innovation from this mighty team of travelers. It's not every day that mortals defeat Zeus, the king of the gods. You have my respect and my congratulations. And Pegasus, your friends have kept you from facing Zeus's wrath.
For now.
Lauren, Reading Bug, Reader, how can I ever thank you?
Let's all lift our glasses to Zeus, our lord and king, and to this Greek myth's happy ending. You too, Zeus.
Even defeat is softened with a glass of ambrosia. I offer you my congratulations.
Now let's all lift our glasses again to Zeus, our king. Yamas!
Yamas!
And to Lauren, the reading bug, and their reader friend.
Yamas!
Will you stay and join us in our revelry?
We would love to stay, but as much as we've enjoyed our trip to ancient Greece, I think I can speak for all of us when I say that now we are mything our family and friends.
Good one.
It's time for us to go home, but don't worry. We'll be sure to tell the stories about you and Queen Hera.
And Pegasus.
Yes, and Pegasus when we get back home. We'll also draw pictures of Mount Olympus and these spectacular Olympic Games.
I welcome you back anytime for a rematch.
Look, reader, the reading bug is opening her book bag again, and it's getting bigger and bigger, big enough to fit us all inside.
Let's all flap our wings three times and jump into my magic book bag together. Are you ready? Great. Count with me. One, two, three, jump!
We've had a big adventure within our book bag, and I think we saved the day. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, book bag. Now it's time to fly away.
Whoa, it's working. The numbers on my watch are counting forwards as we move forward in time, back to the present.
If you loved today's adventure like I did, and want to read more books about Greek mythology or the Olympic Games, you can read any of the books in my book bag. A complete list can be found at thereadingbug.com/adventures.
Oh, look! Just like that, we're back. Thank you for all your help on today's adventure, reader. Your skills and bravery helped us beat Zeus and save our friend Pegasus.
When you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could write a book or fly a plane, build a house with a giant crane. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can see it through just by being you. Cause you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could sing your way into a Broadway show, Don't let anyone tell you no. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can make your dreams come true just by being you.
Thank you so much for adventuring with me and the Reading Bug today. In just a minute, I'll play music for us to color to. And I can't wait to see you next time for another Reading Bug adventure. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Hi, reader. I want to tell you all about this special book I'm reading. I'm into biographies lately, and this new picture book is called The Girl Who Heard the Music: How One Pianist and 85,000 Bottles and Cans Brought New Hope to an Island. It is so great! It brings together three of my favorite subjects: music, Polynesian culture, and sustainability. When one woman recycled 24 tons of ocean trash to create the very first school of music on Easter Island, she proved that anyone can make a difference. Do you remember the book Shark Lady? Fans of that book will certainly appreciate this incredible feminist story that empowers kids to use their passion to change the world. Find out more by purchasing The Girl Who Heard the Music by Mahani Teve at thereadingbug.com, bookshop.org, or your local independent bookstore. Sourcebooks, changing lives, book by book. Thanks to Sourcebooks for their ongoing support. And thanks to all of our individual sponsors. If you are interested in becoming a patron, please visit our page at patreon.com. Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures. I'm Lauren Savage, and today's adventure was an original story written by Diane and Brandon Savage. This episode was performed by me, Chloe Savage, Brandon Savage, Dan Shern, and Shannon Shern. Sound mixing and mastery is by Resonate Recordings. The Reading Bug is our family-owned independent bookstore in California, and we're passionate about educating, entertaining, and engaging children of all ages. Learn more about us at thereadingbug.com and our personalized subscription service at readingbugbox.com. Thank you.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. Thank you.